USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans are on the verge of striking a long-overdue coronavirus relief deal after months of gridlock and finger-pointing by both sides. As far as what's in the bill, another round of stimulus checks in the range of $600 to $700, expanded unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses in the PPP program. Nearly 900,000 workers applied for first-time jobless benefits in a second week of increases. Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation says the uptick is not good news.
It's heartbreaking because we had the best recovery going on in the history of the United States, getting the unemployment rate down so rapidly. Very, very rapid growth. We had the 33% growth in the third quarter. We were growing at a really rapid pace until about the start of December.
Moore speaking on Fox and Friends. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Doctors across the country expected to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine with five doses in each vial, but it turns out there are up to two extra doses per vial, which the FDA says are safe to use. Dr. Brooke Watts is a quality officer at the Cleveland Hospital. She tells CBS This Morning,
the manufacturer, as we understand it, was trying to be particularly cautious. They wanted to make sure that each dose was full and there was room for error. But what we've learned from our colleagues around the state and country is that if you follow the manufacturer's directions very specifically, you actually have six full doses in each vial.
At least three people are dead following a midwinter snowstorm along the East Coast. Pennsylvania State Police saying two people died Wednesday in a crash involving over 30 vehicles on Interstate 80. Virginia Police saying a 19-year-old man died in a single vehicle crash on Interstate 81. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Rand Paul said at a Senate hearing on election security that there were instances of voter fraud in the November election. The Kentucky Republican telling the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee that he believes allegations of fraud in the 2020 election are credible. Paul also challenges assertions by Chris Krebs, former CISA director, that the election was the most secure in history.
I think Krebs still doesn't understand what he's trying to say. If he's simply saying that it was a good election because it wasn't foreign interference and that his committee did a great job at trying to prevent foreign interference, I could accept that. But he didn't look at absentee ballots. He didn't look to see if dead people voted or non-citizens voted or if people voted twice. He didn't look at that. So from the very beginning, I always thought he should have clarified his statement to say it was the safest election with regard to what I'm in charge of, which is interference through the Internet. And I actually don't think that any election votes in 2016 or 2020 were changed by some nefarious third party in another country. I don't think that happened.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser eased her previous attendance limit on religious services after a lawsuit from the Archdiocese of Washington. The mayor's modification ends a 50-person cap on attendance and replaces it with a 25% capacity limit up to a maximum of 250 worshipers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.